Brain Injury Glitches by Ali Blaylock. Just imagine that you have a top-of-the-line computer capable of processing complex information, linking to multiple sources of existing new data, and formulating innovative and fresh ideas. One day, its cord gets tugged and a plug comes undone. It looks fine, but after it's hooked back up, there are some mild glitches, according to the troubleshooter. Computers are expensive, and it's only a mild problem, so you optimistically take it to the best computer repair shops for evaluation. They diagnose malfunctions in the wiring and hard drive that corrupt, misfile, and delete stored data, turn organized informational pathways into spaghetti, and randomly apply distortion filters to images or audio. Input from external sources is frequently garbled, misdirected, and misinterpreted. Part of the time, it does almost nothing, but they will try to fix it up as good as new. After working on it for 8 weeks, they inform you that they've done all they can, explaining that a few of the glitches appear less severe. Some may be permanent, and the load of lost data might never be recovered. Input from external sources are frequently garbled, misdirected, and misinterpreted. After 8 weeks of cognitive, speech, and physical therapy, the glitches, along with debilitating headaches and confusion, persisted. Which option would you choose? A. Toss it and buy a new computer. B. Keep using the old one and get used to the glitches. C. Keep using the old one and try a DIY repair to reduce the glitches. Did you choose A, likely and logical, especially if you use it a lot? Did you choose B, not likely or logical, as it defeats the purpose of a computer? Did you choose C, highly doubtful, since experts can repair it and most people don't know a motherboard from an ironing board? For me, it was and remains the only option. The computer described as my brain following an automobile accident left me with a mild traumatic brain injury. After 8 weeks of cognitive, speech, and physical therapy, the glitches, along with debilitating headaches and confusion, persisted. Despite my limited understanding of the brain, much less the damaged brain, some inner part of me was pretty sure that just giving up, giving in, and accepting the finality of achieved maximum anticipated recovery as stated on my paperwork was simply unacceptable. So, I didn't just choose option C, I embraced it. I still do hours of therapy every single day. I still have glitches. It's been 6 years. Notice I said mild TBI? That is the diagnosis of the medical community uses to label this wildly varying and oft-disabling condition. It's one that I view as anything but mild. Like a malfunctioning computer, people with TBI tend to look fine on the outside, often with few telltale signs, and we try to limit circumstances or avoid situations that would make deficits more apparent. Worse, we can't really explain the little horrors we experience several times a day, or the debilitating ones that occur several times a month. When we try, it's an excuse in futility, frustration, and most often results in crushing, lonely sadness. Whether a computer or a brain, it's clear that these glitches aren't mild. While TBI in general isn't readily understood by the majority of people to begin with, an adjective like mild only serves to exacerbate the effects of the condition with misconceptions and misplaced expectations it creates. Family, friends, and total strangers hear the word mild and can't see the injury, so some feel free to comment, question, or give their opinion. Why can't you work? Why can't you drive? Wow, that was an inappropriate thing to say. I think you're faking. This TBI thing is an excuse to shirk your responsibilities. Why are you crying? Everybody forgets sometimes. You are still you. You're lucky. It could have really been worse. You look fine to me. If you just try harder. What's more, a computer cannot feel physical pain or emotional anguish, additional gifts from the TBI gods. My point is that sticks and stones aside, the word mild has real-world consequences of further hurting survivors of brain injuries in ways the medical community has either not considered or is choosing to ignore. In part, it is a matter of conditional perception of the word based on typical meaning and the use of the adjective. Perception and reality are not always the same thing. But we think they are. People tend to react based on perception as if it is reality. For example, if you perceive that a bug flying towards you is a wasp, you're going to react as if it is a wasp by avoiding or swatting at it, even if it really is just a beetle. A good liar is actually one perceived to being truthful. A person driving a new Jaguar is perceived as having money. How is the adjective mild perceived? Mild weather is pleasant. Mild spice isn't very hot. People rarely stay at home with a mild cold. A mildly amusing joke isn't all that funny. Essentially, mild denotes pleasant, no big deal, not having much of an effect, or certainly not something that would inhibit essential or routine functions. So telling someone I have a mild TBI doesn't allude to the number or kinds of effects I experience, does it? No, it does not. It's time to find another label for the challenges we live with. At least something that doesn't mean pleasant and having little effect. It's not just a misnomer, it's an insult that perpetuates faulty perceptions and the lack of understanding, empathy, and accommodation coupled with unreasonable expectations and negative character judgments. Believe me, I'm grateful for every modicum of progress I've made. But the daily challenge of performing simple tasks, formulating a thought or an utterance, or recognizing the painfully apparent misconception someone has about what I'm going through makes an added slap of a term like mild, with all gentle ramifications and insult to injury. It makes the difficult and ongoing journey even harder. It's one of the few things about this unasked for horror that could easily be remedied. These are just some of the mild TBI glitches that I'm still working on through frustration, anger, fear, tears, hope, and utter stubbornness to reduce, circumnavigate, or learn how to accept and accommodate. Feel free to cross off the ones you consider to be mild. I get vertigo and fall over for no reason. I can't drive for too many reasons to explain. I can't go in stores because of the lights and noise. I often can't eat because I'm nauseated so often, or I don't eat because I forget to. Sometimes I have no idea what I'm doing from one minute to the next. I can't cook when I'm alone because I forget I'm cooking. I've had a couple of close calls with fire. I have long-lasting, horrible headaches several times a week. I can't ride in my car without getting sick and panic attacks. I can't remember if I've taken my meds or not. I can't control my body temperature, freezing, hot, and sweating. I can't swallow completely and choke frequently, always congested. I often can't recall words, or when I can't formulate them with my mouth. Sometimes my legs still don't respond properly to the walk command, jerky gait. I misunderstand what others say or intentions of what they've said. I can't tell when people are joking or I think they are when they're not. Sometimes there are no words at all or the wrong ones come out. Surprise! I smell noxious odors that aren't there and smell things that are long before anyone else. I can't sleep at night or regulate my circadian rhythm. Sometimes made-up nonsense words are all I have to communicate with. Believe me. I'm grateful for every modicum of progress I've made. I have super sensitive hearing, but suffer poor discrimination during conversation. I can't do two things at once like walk and talk. I laugh or cry at inappropriate times without reason. Hate that. My verbal filter is gone. I unintentionally blurt out whatever pops in my head. I can never satisfactorily explain what I'm really experiencing. Despite a loving family, I am painfully isolated and feel no one understands. I feel like the real me is in there somewhere, just wandering and lost in a not-so-fun house. Life after brain injury is not easy. Dealing with my day-to-day glitches as best I can has allowed me to move forward in my life, not in the way that I ever expected, but in a way that works for me.